You know, one of the reasons I started YouTube was,
in 600 feet, keep right at the fork.
Trying to find some people to fellowship with.
Keep right at the fork.
That get it, you know. And that we're not closed-minded, you know. That we're open-minded about different things. But, you know, we have to be closed-minded about the Word being the Word. The Word is the Word. Word up. The Word is the truth. But I saw in different kinds of churches that you could sit on the pew and talk to somebody who was going to church all the time, but they had no spiritual cognition. They had, in other words, they had no depth. They had no desire to be spiritually in a growth mindset, you know. I had to create my own little community. I tried to create a community with some chat programs, but I got hijacked with a bunch of fakers, you know, causing drama and strife. And then when I first started YouTube, it was like 3 years of just total drama. Finally found some people that wanted the truth. They wanted to speak truth, seek the truth, grow. Real conversation, not some kind of foolishness about the system. So you had to go online just to be able to talk to some people. I came to the conclusion in life that I don't want people around me that don't have any truth. Yeah, you can go out and witness to people and give them the truth, but I'm going to tell you, even with your bloodline, you come to a point where you have to cut them off. They don't want to talk about anything but the world system. I don't have nothing to do with it. I ain't got nothing to talk to them about. That one time, the wife said, let's go to counseling. I said, okay, I'll go. So I went, and the preacher, I said, I only go to Christian counseling. So I went to counseling. She told that counselor, she said, well, all he talks about is the Bible all the time. He's not normal. He don't talk about normal stuff. And he looked at me and says, dude, is that what you... I said, yeah. I said, that's the way I was before I married her. She knew what I was... She knew. Yeah, I don't care about this place. He looked at her and said, did you know that before you married him? And she didn't... She couldn't answer. Because if she answered no, he would say, well, why'd you marry him? If she answered yes, then... why'd you marry him? She was caught between a rock and a hard place. So she was caught in her... She was trying to change me, right? She was trying to change my personality or change my... She wanted me to do her will instead of God's will. She wanted to change my personality. Man, ain't that sick? That's sick, man.
In half a mile, keep left at the fork.
That's sick. She needed to adapt. She needed to change. You know, you meet somebody who was raised in church, and then 3 years later you find out, well, I was never a sinner. What? The Bible says you're born in sin.
Keep left at the fork.
I was never a sinner. Yeah, you were. You were born in sin. What are you talking about? If you've never been a sinner, you never got saved. You can't get saved unless you're a sinner. Long story short, it's ridiculous. So my point is, you have to create your own little community just to talk, to find somebody spiritual, you know? Sad. If I cut my in-laws off and I cut my bloodline off because I ain't got time for their foolishness, and you cut off certain people that you were friends with because they just... they don't get it. They're not growing. They're just stagnated water. It's like, why would I want to have a conversation when you don't grow? You're stagnated, and all you do is say the same stuff over and over and over. Nothing new. You're stuck on a... It's like a record player stuck in a groove, you know? Why would I want to be in communion with that? You're stuck in a groove. What's that about? at least if you were learning a trade or learning some kind of new hobby or gift, or, you know, if a person's has a hobby, that's a good thing. If a person's learning a new trade, that's a good thing. If a person's experimenting with some new stuff, that's a good thing. But to stay in a stagnated loop, de-loop, the same old conversation about junk, what's that about? I can't fellowship with that. I ain't got time for that. And most of it, because they're stuck in the loop, they're usually in the drama, you know? They just talk about the old, all they talk about is the past. I'm gonna tell you something. A lot of these legalists, it's like they eat a lemon before they talk to you. They come up and their face looks like they ate a lemon because they're legalist. They're stuck in a loop, in a box, and they don't grow, and they're miserable. They're miserable. How can you fellowship with somebody like that? Somebody putting you back under law, somebody bringing up the old identity, somebody living in the past, somebody not growing, somebody not rightly dividing the word of truth, somebody not chewing the cud, eating the word, and being sanctified by the truth moment by moment. I'm not talking about somebody who thinks they're perfect. I'm talking about somebody who's wanting to grow, you know? How can you fellowship with that? I can't. What'd Jesus say? He said, I would rather you're hot or cold, or I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Somebody who's just lukewarm and they talk about the same repeat all the time, that's something you don't even want to hear. You don't even want to hear it. We talked about this a million times. How many times are you going to talk about, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's not even, I don't even have words for it. It's so ridiculous. If a person's not growing spiritually, why aren't they begging God, Lord, I want to grow. I want to step into that new... God is unlimited, right? So if God is unlimited and you're in the natural, then you should have unlimited growth. You have unlimited potential growth in Christ. And so to be stuck in a depressive routine, living in the past, living in negativity, not having any ideas for the future, not having any goals or nothing like that, complaining all the time. Who can live that way? I don't know how people live that way. You might say, why are you talking about this right now? The reason I just picked up somebody with a ride share, right? And I took this guy. He's staying in a nice apartment, but I ended up taking him like 3 stops. And I guess he was probably a drug dealer. And then the third stop, picked up this girl. She looked like a prostitute, taking him back to his apartment. And what I started thinking about, I thought, how do you even have a conversation with these people who are totally ignorant, totally selfish, totally in base nature, flesh mind? How do you have a conversation with these people? Then I started thinking, well, 50% of the people are that way. And then I started thinking about people in church. I thought, most of them, all they're talking about is stuff, materialism, matter. And you say, well, what's the matter with you? And the matter is they're focused on matter. What's the matter? Matter. They're focused on the material realm, matter. What's the matter with most people? Matter. Matter. Sick. Most people are sick. So I started thinking, okay, so how do you build a world that you isolate yourself from all these sick people, but you still want to go out and try to win some souls, but they don't want to hear the truth? Like Jesus told that parable about Abraham, told him, said, Even if one raised from the dead, you still wouldn't believe. Even if one raised from the dead, they wouldn't believe. Because that rich man said to Abraham, there was a great gulf, and he said, go tell my brothers. They don't need to come to hell. They don't need, go tell them the truth. The hell is real. I don't want them to burn down here. And Abraham said, look, even if one raised from the dead, they wouldn't believe. Because if they don't believe, all you have to do is look out at the sky and the moon and the stars and the trees and the objects and the object lessons. It's all object lessons. I started to tell them that we were talking about, she was talking about, she's a script writer, right? And I said, you can use your brain, your mind, to write through your daily script. And I started going in detail, and I started to tell her that the objects are actually object lessons. Every object in front of you, and I did show her, I said, see the repeat of all this stuff? It's all repeat pattern. You're in a spiritual matrix. You're in a hologram. And I started to tell her that. And I should have, because she would have listened. I wanted to say that all objects are object lessons. But I did talk to her about a lot of different stuff, and she was able to understand some of it. And she was still in college. She was getting ready to graduate. Some people can hear you and some people can't. What I usually do to see where they're at in their wake process, to see where they're at, I first ask them about Illuminati. What do you think about the Illuminati? They say, I don't believe in that. So I don't even go any further. I say, there's a lot of talk about the Illuminati, isn't it? And then if they say, I don't know if that's real, and I say, okay, I don't even go any further. If they don't really believe there's an Illuminati system, and it's what's the Illuminati? It's the magician priest class. The magician priest class is the Illuminati. And they filter down to all the 501(c)s, what they want to, in the ads and the news and the media, and they filter it down. The magician priest class filtered down to the rest of the minions, the rest of the hive, what they want to put out there. You got a bunch of base nature, ignorant, hellbound sinners, and then you got a bunch of religious but lost who. They look good on the outside, and they got that fancy look, but there's dead inside, you know. So you got two extremes: the religious extreme, fake, painted face religion. Then you got the base nature extreme, which is just drugs and drinking and running the streets and stuff. And so those two extremes are going to both be burning in hell. Religious but lost, base nature. Usually you're, and you might say, well, what about the esoteric people or the occult people? Well, they're base nature. Anytime you meet an occult person, they're going to be base nature. What's going to happen is the base nature people, if they stay in that, they eventually go into demonism and Wiccanism and Wiccans. They become more base nature. And trust this, they start to look like the very thing that they worship. So if they're sitting there talking, the thing that they commune with, so if they're communion with devils, right? They're in communion with devils and worship the devil. They start to look like the devil. That's why they're bent over and in darkness. They love the dark. So the base nature, eventually they realize they're going down. Their base nature life's not working, so what do? They want to be spiritual. They want to look for something to rescue them. And so everybody that's around them is just as evil as they are, so they throw each other
in a quarter of a mile. Turn left.
They throw each other on the bus. So then they get tired of that and they try to go hang out with a Christian because they want to vampire off of that.
Turn left.
And that don't, Christian walks away from them. And then they end up finding somebody, and then they end up going deeper and deeper into the dark side, the spirit realm of the dark side. It's a trip, to be honest with you. And so they start to look like the
doctor. In 800 feet, make a U-turn.
If you watch the Doctor Strange movie, the guys that went to the dark side, they had black circles.
In a quarter of a mile, turn right.
They had black circles around their eyes, all of them.
In 600 feet, turn left.
Why? Because they were getting their energy from the dark side, so they started looking like the dark side. That's the deal, people.